The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Brothers and sisters, the story of Hur is a story which gives us so much hope. We're told in hadith that there's numerous hadith about this, but you know, one of the hadith which conveys the concept is that on the Day of Judgment, there will be somebody who is commanded to go to the fire of hell. But before he's entering the fire of hell, he pauses. And the hadith says that Allah Ta'ala will speak to the angels and say that, why has my servant paused? And that person will say that, I was somebody who had good opinion in Allah. I had hope in him. And when Allah sees that this is somebody who has hope, Allah will say that, O angels, take my servant and direct him towards the heaven. The power of hope in Allah's mercy is very strong. And when we hear the story of Hur, it's one that's meant to inspire us to seek that tawbah from Allah so we can do tawbah. This is the Quran describes tawbah and repentance as a multi-step process. We need to be inspired so that we can do what we have to do in terms of turning to Allah. The story of Hur is not just the story of somebody realizing that he had gone down the wrong path and now he's coming back to the right path. It's the story of somebody who was given that inspiration from God. And this is a sign of God's mercy. On the plain of Karbala, there was a lot of evil, there was a lot of injustice, but there was a lot of mercy as well. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bi fina'ik. Peace and blessings be upon you, O noble and tranquil soul, O the one who was killed by the banks of the Euphrates River, while his mouth was thirsty. Peace be upon you, O son of Fatima, O son of Ali, O leader of martyrs, O ship of salvation. Peace be upon you and upon your noble companions who sacrificed everything they had. Ya laytana kunna ma'akum, fanafuza ma'akum fawzan azeema. If only we could be with you and achieve the victory you achieved. Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi was the commander sent by Umar ibn Sa'ad to lead 1,000 men to halt the progress of the caravan of Imam Hussein. When they meet Imam Hussein's small army, Imam Hussein alayhi salam asks him, O Hur, tell me, are you with us or are you against us? Hur tells him, Bala alaykum, we are against you. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Hur is watching Imam Hussein alayhi salam as he gets ready for the prayers. Hur thinks to himself that this is the son of Fatima, the son, the grandson of the Messenger of Allah. We are Muslims after all, let us pray behind him. As they journey away from that point, they make their way towards Karbala. Hur is watching Imam Hussein. He's hearing his words. You must have heard Imam Hussein alayhi salam say at one point, Inni la aral mauta illa sa'ada. I do not see death except for prosperity. Walhayata ma'al zalimina illa barama. I do not see living with these unjust tyrants as being an act of weariness. He is hearing the wisdom from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He is thinking to himself, what am I doing here? How can I possibly be being part of this aggression against the grandson of the Prophet? The day of Ashura comes. Hur is thinking to himself, what is going to happen? He goes to his commander, Umar ibn Sa'd. Umar, tell me, are you actually going to launch the attack on Imam Hussein? Umar tells him that yes, this is going to happen. Hur thinks to himself, what should I do now? One of his friends is watching him. He tells him, oh Hur, I see that you're trembling at this moment. Don't tell me you're scared. Because if I were to say who's the bravest of all the Kufans, I would have given your name. Hur, what's happening to you? Hur tells him that at this point I see myself as making a decision. The decision is between heaven on one hand and the fire of hell on the other hand. By Allah, I will never choose the path of the hellfire and the punishment therein over the path to paradise. With that, Hur spurs his horse forward. He makes his way towards the army of Imam Hussein. Maybe they're thinking to themselves that who is this man who's coming to us? We recognize him. He's the reason why we couldn't go to Kufa. He's the reason why we're here in this desert sand with no access to water. Why is he coming to us right now? Does he want to launch an attack? Hur knows this, so we're told in history that he raises his hands above his head as he comes to Imam Hussein on his horse like a prisoner. Ashamed of what he has done, he cries out, I am the one who brought fear to the children of the Messenger of Allah. Oh Hussein, tell me, is there any way that Allah will accept my repentance? Imam Hussein alayhi salam looks at Hur. He tells him, oh Hur, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. Allah has already forgiven you. At that point, Hur tells Imam Hussein, can you give me permission? I don't wish to get off my horse. I just want to fight right now. I want to be the first who gives his life from this point onwards. Imam Hussein alayhi salam agrees. Why does Hur not want to spend time with his Imam? Perhaps he is ashamed to face the children, to see the look on their faces when they look at him and they recognize that he is the one who has brought them here. Hur faces his own army. He attacks them. Eventually, he falls to the ground. Imam Hussein alayhi salam goes to his side. Amazingly, we're told that Imam Hussein alayhi salam spends special care and time with Hur. He takes his blessed hand. He wipes the sand and the blood from the face of Hur. He tells him, oh Hur, you were named Hur, the free one, by your mother. Oh Hur, indeed you are the Hur, you are the free one in this world. Oh Hur, you are the free one in the hereafter.
Oh Hussein, you live forever. To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.